This is the State of Things. I'm David Crabtree. I don't have to tell you that it's hot outside. Across the Tar Heel State, thermometers are holding steady at the 100-degree mark. Small children are melting into puddles at the bottom of park slides, and construction workers have been seen actually frying eggs for lunch on the sidewalk. Okay, not exactly like that, but it's close. And the thing about the heat is, it makes everyone cranky. That's the nice way of saying that. The heat index might as well be known as the grouchiness index, as the hotter the temperature is outside, the shorter everyone's fuse. Peter Eichenberger is an opinion writer for the Independent Weekly who recently got in touch with his inner heat grouch on the subject of car exhaust in the summer. Peter Eichenberger joins us in the coolness of the studio to elaborate. Peter, welcome.
Yeah, it's nice here.
Yeah, it is. All right, talk to me about the exhaust issue that irritated you so.
Well, I don't know how this all got started, but there seems to be an epidemic of people who feel as though it's appropriate behavior to get out of their cars and just wander off, and they just leave them running. And, you know, there's a lot of bad things that happen as a result of it. One, of course, is the exhaust. And in this terms of a day like today, of course, would be the latent heat produced by automobile exhaust just by the cars running.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know exactly what the percentage is of fuel waste in this country and also the BTUs created by people just leaving their cars running, but it's got to be considerable.
Well, what do you want to do, run over there and take the keys out of the car?
Boy, you're getting really close to the danger zone right there, David. You're not really supposed to do that, although somebody did do that and gave me the keys a couple of hours later, and I had to go carry them back to where this vehicle was. So, yeah, that does happen.
But now, if it were up to you, I presume you would have everyone riding bikes or walking.
No, obviously we have there's a need for automobiles in this world. The automobile, of course, was one of the greatest social advances probably in the last century and the century before that. So we're never going to get rid of them, clearly, but there should be, I think, probably a little more consciousness about how we use them. We need to have a new relationship with energy in this nation. For instance, in other nations, it's not uncommon for people to, if they're waiting at a stoplight, just to turn the car off. And generally, there's a 10-second rule. If your car is to run for more than 10 seconds, you should just go ahead and turn it off.
But if you turn it off and restart it, aren't you going to use even more
gas? No, that's a misconception.
Is it really?
Yeah. I mean, it may have been true in the old days, but these modern fuel injection systems, there's no real difference.
We're taking your calls this afternoon at 1-877-962-9862, seeing what may make your blood boil in this heat. Jackie from Raleigh's on the phone with us. Jackie?
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I just was going to say very quickly, I gave up this morning and I turned my air conditioner off and I opened my windows.
Insane.
Yes, I know. And that's the problem. It's been hot for too long. But I moved down here last year from upstate New York, and we used to have sub-zero temperatures there in the winter, and I figure it's just the same, except that here you can just practically undress yourself all the time.
How do you sleep when it's hot like that?
It's called a fan.
Well, actually, at night I turn the air conditioner back on, but today I couldn't stand it anymore. It was just too much.
All right, Jackie. So. thanks for your call. Now, one of our producers, intrepid producers, Alex Granados, ventured out into the heat recently to find out about what the weather gets some Triangle residents really steamed. Here's what he found out.
I've been inside all day, and have been for like the past couple weeks, but joggers inside the mall, you know, like power walking through the mall, just really annoying.
Those idiots, it seems there are 10 or 12 of them every year who forget that they have children or pets in the car, and it's just awful when you walk through a grocery store parking lot and see a puppy in there.
The thing that annoys me that people do is when they take chunks of ice or ice cubes and put them in their mouth and chew on them. The crunching just drives me absolutely nutty. It's like putting fingernails on a board, which actually doesn't bother me that much.
No, not really, because I'm too busy trying to stay cool myself that I haven't noticed what other people are doing.
Those are just some of the voices of North Carolinians trying to survive this heat wave. What are you doing to survive, and is this heat wave making you a little crazy? Again, our number is 1-877-962-9862. I noticed the look on your face when you heard that first person talk about people almost jogging inside a mall.
Well, I don't really go to malls, so I know this in theory, but I can imagine if you're people just really have not, they're not very good pedestrians anymore. You know, they've sort of forgotten how to walk in groups, and collisions are inevitable if somebody's running inside a mall. But at least people don't shoot each other like they do in New Orleans. You know, they have a shooting rate which increases dramatically as the heat goes up.
Let's go to Max in Raleigh. Max?
I have a delivery truck to construction sites, and I was driving around yesterday around 2 o'clock, and I saw these roofers on top, you know, the shingled roof, the height of the heat yesterday. And I just think it's kind of ridiculous for employers to expect people to get out and do that kind of work when it's in such an obvious health risk.
Well, is there a compromise some way that to say you don't have to get quite as much accomplished today?
Well, my dad is kind of involved in that industry himself, and he says that, you know, he's seen it where they'll work from, I guess, 7 or 8 to noon, and then come back around 4 or 5 and work till it's dark.
All right, Max.
Seems a little more fair.
Thanks for your call. What do you think, Pete? Do you think people should just take a siesta during the heat of the day?
It's widely done in Latin America and in Spain. It's a tradition, you know, to take a long in the heat of the summer. To take a long lunch break and then go back when things cool off a little bit. I think it makes a lot of sense. It's very civilized.
Some people think air conditioning has simply spoiled us. Of course, air conditioning is the reason that the South was able to rise again,
right,
if you
right,
will.
Exactly.
Tina from Durham's on the line. You think we're spoiled?
We're spoiled rotten. Spoiled rotten.
Well, do you have air conditioning?
Yeah, I have air conditioning, but I use it at a minimum because I'm used to the heat. I'm acclimated, and I think I'm probably a little healthier because I am acclimated.
What have you done to acclimate yourself? Just use it sparingly?
Yeah, use it sparingly and just get used to the heat. Get used to sweating a little bit, and you're comfortable wherever you go, whether it's outside or inside, and just a lot more comfortable that way.
All right, Tina, thank you. Now, Peter, obviously we're sort of tongue-in-cheek talking about this afternoon, but
right.
It's become a serious problem. I mean, heat exhaustion has begun to affect people.
Sure.
And they don't even know it. Not heat stroke, but heat exhaustion.
You've got to be very careful about this stuff. I mean, we have a little bit of an advantage here because the humidity is higher, and so people do perspire here. And if you're, of course, in a very dry environment, it might be happening, and you don't even know it's happening. So, and you know, I'd be interested in finding out if there's some corollary between people who are used to air conditioning that just basically fall out when they leave an air-conditioned space for one reason or another because they're just not used to it.
Mm-hmm. Or you go in and out of it. You're in it for
right.
a while. You go outside. You
right.
come back into it. Go back out. It hits you.
Right.
Yeah, it can have an extreme effect on you. Roger from Cary is on the line with us. Roger?
Hi there. The thing that drives me up the wall is people who dry their clothes in a dryer all year long. And in our climate, 90% of the time, they'll dry in about 2 hours outside on the line. And so if you don't dry your clothes all year long, I think you're absolved from running an air conditioner 2 or 3 days out of the year.
Peter, you agree with that?
Well, people forget, of course, that most human activity, what we do in the first world is basically we convert energy. And most of the energy, sadly, gets converted into heat. And so if you're running an air conditioner or dryer, which is venting outside, you're actually making life more miserable for people who don't have air conditioning.
Plus, clothes outside hang. I mean, they're
yeah.
fresh.
I mean, it's not the sun, fine. Yeah. It's yeah. called free.
Christina from Chatham, Virginia is on the phone with us. Christina?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about how air conditioning was invented not very long ago and that we're farmers and have 300 acres, have lots of different kinds of animals. And my husband's outside all day long in the weather. He's outside right now. He knows that he needs to wear a straw hat, and he knows that he needs to wear long sleeves.
Mm-hmm,
the
yep.
hotter it is, he wears long sleeves, and which he just gets old dress shirts and puts long sleeves on. He makes sure to come in from the heat and take a break in the middle of the day for about an hour or two, not eat very much during the middle of the day and go back out. But We just got air conditioning last year. We didn't have any air conditioning. We bought a bigger farm and had to put a trailer on it for now, and there's no shade. So we actually had air conditioning, which we put on for about an hour a day now in the middle of the day.
I want to make sure I understand this, Christina. Are you living in that mobile home?
Yeah.
That's
a farmhouse. And we never had air conditioning
but
before.
Isn't that like an oven this time of year with
right.
the sun baking it?
That's why we, in the middle of the day, we'll put the air conditioning on for about an hour. We have a dog with cancer, and he's in chemo and radiation, and the heat is not as easy for him because he's stressed, and he has a low immune system. But if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have the air conditioning on.
Well, you and your husband are obviously hearty souls, and thanks for your call.
I'm from Michigan, so I love the heat.
It gets hot up there, too.
Well, it's 100 degrees right now in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Well, best to you
and
to your dog. Peter, have we become sort of a nation of weenies?
Yes, absolutely. There's a number of incredible like social factors which have changed things, and one, of course, is air conditioning. It's changed the way we live, and it's isolated us. It's made us less social people and just less able to deal with the day-to-day of things. We've become basically technology and air-conditioned junkies, you know.
What makes your blood boil about the heat and how others deal with it? 1-877-962-9862. Gabrielle, Chapel Hill?
Hi, Peter. It's Gabrielle.
How are
you?
Hey.
I read your article, obviously, on the other day, and it was absolutely hilarious and about people idling their cars in the heat. But I do want you to tackle another project, and I'm putting this on the air. And this project is the would-be, the people who park in the handicapped places.
Well, I told you what to do.
Oh, wow. You just have to explain it a little bit better on the line.
Well, it's not. It's not legal, but you put BBs under the tire caps and their tires, just screw them down almost all the way and very slowly lets the air out of their tires and leave a note telling why you did
it. That is too funny. What about that is absolutely too funny. I have yet to go and check this thing out in the store, but what was I going to say? Now I find myself walking around, even for the idling cars, walking around getting a little angry and making gestures at those people to ask them to turn their bloody cars off.
Well, I don't think that being mad is quite the approach here because, as I discovered, if you get mad, you make somebody else mad. So the best thing is to be very nice and gentle about this whole thing and just because I think, honestly, most folks don't even realize what they're doing. They're just unconscious. They're not even thinking about it. It's just part of their lives, and they don't consider the outcome of their actions or lack of actions. I mean, turning a key is easy.
Gabrielle, thanks for your call. Peter, is there ever a time it's acceptable beyond that 10-second rule to keep the car idling or to slip up in that space where you don't belong?
I don't think there's any excuse for like going into a handicap zone. I would guess the only time that you really should be allowed to, obviously there's no law against it. You can idle the car as much as you want to. But more like, I guess if you're working on it, if you're actually working on the engine and you need to have it running, that'd be about the only time I can think that it would be. Unless, of course, if you have small children in the car and you are stuck in traffic, obviously you'd have to keep the engine running to keep the kids cool.
Let's take another call from Beth in Raleigh.
Hi, yes. To your guest talking about cars and people running them and making the temperature go up anymore, if they would turn off the air conditioners in their cars, they would find out that they don't have to go quite as many places as they think, and they would be much more efficient with their errands when they do go out.
Thank you for that. Does that make sense to you?
Just acclimatize yourself to the heat? Sure, makes sense to me. Yeah, because if you're not used to air conditioning, all of a sudden the idea of actually walking somewhere or riding a bicycle becomes a lot more possible because, people feel as though they need air conditioning now. It's gotten to that point.
Let's take this call from Ani in Carrboro. Ani?
Hi, I was calling because I was just dumbfounded yesterday to notice that all four of my cats will lie outside on my deck in the shade, but it'll be like 95, 100, whatever, when they can choose to come into the house, which is now about 76 degrees. And it really is a lesson about not only do we not have to worry about maybe cats as much as long as they have shade, but how far we've lost ourselves in acclimatizing naturally to the heat, and also that I remember having a Toyota that did not have air conditioning, and I did fine with just the vents open. But then when I had to get a new car, and it came with AC, whether I wanted it or not. I didn't even want an air conditioner. It really affected the airflow through the car.
Sure.
So I can't. So now I have to use the AC in my car because the vents don't work as well as the other Toyota that didn't have an AC. So, and the third point is that my favorite thing to do when it's this hot is just stay at home and clean, because then I get to play with water all day, and it's really refreshing.
Not a bad idea.
Well, you know, there's been some studies conducted on automobile, the air inside of cars, and it turns out the ones with air conditioning, the air is actually worse than the cars without, actually I have to roll the windows down. In other words, the air inside of car's cabin is more polluted than the air outside of the car, unbelievably.
All right, very quickly, last caller. We've got so many, but someone wants to defend AC users. Chris?
Yes, I just wanted to say that what boils blood is the people who complain about the people in the summertime who have a hard time with the heat, because I'm sure these are the same people that in the wintertime are complaining about the cold. And I'm Scandinavian American. I cannot live without the AC.
All right, Chris.
In the wintertime, I'll sleep outside.
Chris, very good. Thanks for your call. Peter, very quickly, what are you working on for next week?
I haven't really thought of what I'm going to work on next week. I have a couple pieces coming out today. Next one, I don't know. I might be the only non-Lance Armstrong fan in the whole world, but I might keep that to myself.
Well, we look forward to reading that. Peter Eichenberger, thanks for coming to vent about the heat and other items today. Peter, of course, is an opinion writer for the Independent Weekly. And for today, that's the state of things. Thanks for listening. If you have a comment about our show, drop us an email here at sot@wunc.org. Our program is directed by Keith Weston, produced by Corey Princell, Alex Granados, and David Gura. Robin Copley is our technical director, Dave DeWitt is our managing editor, and Susan Davis is our senior producer. Support for the State of Things comes from listeners who support North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm David Crabtree.